morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church on this wonderful day when we can celebrate the wonderful doings of motherhood, which only God could have come up with. So thank you, mothers, for all that you do, and I'm just grateful, as we all are, for our own mothers, and we just think this is a wonderful time. Every day is Mother's Day, but today the whole country celebrates it. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the scriptures, and it'll be an open forum, so just bring your questions, and the answers will be sought from the scriptures. And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will be teaching from Isaiah chapter 8. The ladies' Bible study will meet tomorrow at 7 p.m. here at the church. And on Tuesday, that would be the 10th, there will be the men's Bible study at the Veloz residence. That's also at 7 p.m. On Wednesday evening from 6 to 7 p.m., the apologetics class will be studying the life of William Tyndale. And following the apologetics class, Wednesday evening service beginning at 7:30 p.m., will feature the reading of 2 Chronicles chapters 8 through 10. There will be a congregational business meeting next Sunday, May 15th, directly following the morning worship service, and so we do encourage you to attend that meeting. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 22, verse 23. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Brother Olivas will be leading us now in the singing of the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 18, Now Thank We All Our God.
Thank you, Brother Plicka. Once again, to you mommies out there, past, present, future, we thank you very much. We love you, and for all those meals you make, for all those socks you darn, and for every word of encouragement, every prayer, we thank you and we love you very much.
Now thank we all our God.
Turn your hymnals to 490, When Love Shines In, 490.
Jesus comes with power.
525, a Christian home. And despite it being a little cloudy, it's nice that it is nice and toasty in here. And with all your bright, shiny, happy faces, it's nice and sunny. Let's go ahead and please stand. 525, a Christian home.
And for all mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers, may God richly bless you as you have expressed through your life the love of God and the hearts of people. And so thank you very, very much for yielding yourself to the will of God and your function as mothers in this world. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, in Psalm 9 and in verse 2, David expressed joy and he said, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praises to thy name, O thou most high. And we just did, Father. We have the joy of looking into these beautiful hymns and praise your name. Because there is no other name, say the Bible, given unto man that we can praise. So, Father, mankind have achieved great things in this world, but nobody have achieved salvation of our soul, only Jesus. And so we praise him. And now, Father, as a church body, we rejoice in the fact that in America today is Mother's Day. And we're going to celebrate it because mothers are the creation of a mighty God. And as we're going to study the scripture, we're going to see the great application of motherhood into our life. But Father, how blessed we are that the congregation look into the Psalms and sing with joy. We're going to read the scripture. We're going to sing again, and we're going to really rejoice ourselves because we are in the house of the living God. We feel a little bit sad for those that cannot be here because of sickness and Pareto. Tia and Ben Hudson, and we pray for blessings upon their life, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And Father, we pray for Mildred that she may get a good recovery, and one day we will see her running here into our church. And then, Lord, I pray for myself that the bacteria goes from one place to the other in the body, and I'm trying to take all kinds of medicine to go after the bacteria. You know better than anything else, and I'm going to let you heal that. And thank you for giving me the voice today to speak to your congregation. We pray for Pedro Aguilar, my great, strong, and wonderful friend from years and years in the 70s when I was in seminary. I never knew then that Pedro's family will be the strong hand in my ministry here today. Lord, how mysteriously you work in the life of people is unbelievable. We thank you, Lord, for our congregation, for those who are not here and they are visiting those who graduate. We thank you for Gregory Jr., who graduated, and Patricia Laurel, who graduated in Georgia and finished all the internship for the medical school, and now she is ready to work. And we pray that as she takes the license examinations very soon, she will pass, and then, Father, she will be looking how to develop her life. It's amazing, Lord. I saw these people being born here, and now they graduated, and they are ready to face life. How blessed I am as a pastor to see them growing in the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you gave us missionaries, each one of them and their function. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain. Our brother is a great writer in Spanish. Amazing enough. Eusebio and Maritza Perez in Malaga. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala. Martha Poretti in Buenos Aires, and I was talking to her father, and she felt in the building there in as she was ministering to the young people, and she don't feel too well, and I pray for a healthy recovery. For Dante and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos. For Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. Then I think our brother is here and soon going to be in our church. Now, locally, we have the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center. It's like a lighthouse in the middle of the storms of life. Christian Athletic Association in San Jose. Daniel and Miriam Lacey, as Daniel prepare again to go out for the races. We pray for his support, Father, and so that he can continue in the ministry. And Fred and Carol Lewis, and Fred going to be soon visiting with us. Thank you, Lord, for providing these missionaries. They express the same thought that we do, that people may know Jesus, the Savior of their life. Now, Lord, our church keeps on going. We have internet ministry, we have CD ministry, radio ministry, live, directly from the broadcast. And because we have friends around us and members who are responsible with their giving, Lord, we keep on the right balance. And our accountant just told us that we are doing okay. And so, Father, thank you. In times like this, our church is on the black, and that we are foreseeing a good future for us. We thank you for those friends in the internet and in radio who provide gift for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for our congregation. In spite of these difficult times, they're still yielding and providing for the ministry. Lord, they love you, and that's what they give. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. You may be seated.
choir, thank you very much. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Proverbs. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 746. We will be reading Proverbs 31, verses 26 through 31. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's word, Proverbs 31, verses 26 through 31. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you have given us the scriptures for our learning, and you have not left us to our own devices in search of truth. We thank you for having drawn us to the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might believe all that is written of him, who is full of grace and truth. We thank you for this day honoring mothers. By your grace, you have designed our families, and by your grace, you have adopted us into your family. Thank you for these tremendous blessings we enjoy every moment. Bless our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he comes to bring the message from the scripture, which you would have us hear today. Bless us also and those listening on the radio and internet and CD that we may grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray, amen. Please be seated.